Despite gloomy news and grim forecasts all around these days, one sector of the economy, namely the automotive industry, is in top gear. In 2011, two out of three manufacturers, Hyundai and Škoda Auto, exceeded previous expectations. And while TPCA suffered a drop in production, all three together produced a record 1,186,000 vehicles. And they're gearing up for an equally good year in 2012. Readying to launch mid-price new models aimed at both the domestic market and markets abroad. Jan Wellinger spoke to Wojciech Met, a journalist from Motor Press Bohemia.
Let's begin with the biggest player, the Škoda, and they are releasing a Citigo 5-door, which is a small city car, should be launched in the first half of this year. And in the second half, they are planning to launch a Rapid, which is something between Fabia and Octavia. It's a four-door saloon.
Is this a car that is basically looking at the mid-level of the market?
Yeah, because Škoda has always been known for a good value for money. And this car should be stressing on this point even more. The DPCA triplets are quite expensive for its class. And they are planning a bigger facelift, or it's not a new generation. It's more like a bigger facelift for this year. Of all their three cars, and Hyundai is now launching a new 30. The i30 is the second generation. I don't think that either of them will be competitive for Škoda Rapid.
How well are they doing on the foreign markets? Because Europe is going through a continuing crisis. How is it that the automotive industry, at least in the Czech Republic, seems isolated against that crisis?
All the three manufacturers seems to with the crisis quite well. Škoda, because of their value for money. TPCA, because in Western countries, buyers like to buy such a small cars for city use as a second or third car in the family. And Hyundai is beginning to be a real big player on the world market. Partly because for Škoda, it depends on the Chinese and Russian market. They are building a new factory in Russia or rebuilding one. And the world success of Hyundai is due to improving quality and improving the range of number of vehicles they are producing.
Wojciech Met, the journalist for Motor Press Bohemia, speaking there to Radio Prague's Jan Wellinger.